Next is a progress note on a patient named Rita Hagen, last name H-A-G-A-N. This is initial H&P. Place was Bella Vita. Date was January 20th, 2022. New paragraph. This is Hagen. Is a 96-year-old female. Who moved in from the Sinia Gardens about 3 weeks ago, period. She was there for about 3 years, period. Family was concerned about the care, period. She had significant dementia since about 2008 or so, period. It progressed slowly, but significant. She gets very apprehensive in strange situations, period. The move was distressful for her, and she saw different people, and she was fearful about the caregivers, but her family tries to come as much as possible, period. There's a brief period after she was admitted where there was COVID in the building, and us visitors weren't allowed, and she seemed quite anxious about that, and she's a bit resistant to care, period. She seems very apprehensive when we try and touch her to examine her, period. She's the one that requires instruction and a slow approach with much explanation, period. She does remain on donepezil for the dementia, period. She does have a history of hypertension, but that's well controlled with lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, and has no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. She has celiac disease and thus needs a gluten-free diet, but she seems to be doing okay without major diarrhea or abdominal pain or cramps, period. She does get diarrhea from time to time, period. She does have incontinence of urine, period. She does seem continent of bowel, period. Although she had diarrhea, she now has been a bit more constipated of late, and thus we're ordering a stool softener, period. It was about a month ago on December 9th that she moved in, period. There was a lockdown from December 12th to the 20th, and that initially made her sad and worried and apprehensive, period. One of the concerns the daughter expresses is that they sometimes shower her at 7:30 in the morning and she wants to sleep in, and that's distressing to her, so we're telling the staff to do it later. They seem to be aware of that already, period. New paragraph. In the past, she had a meniscal tear of the right knee, and there's a bit of thickening there, but currently there's no effusion, period. She does have a bit more fatigue recently, period. New paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no endine or palpitations or dizziness. GI, slight constipation. No bowel pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. She's incontinent of urine. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Musculoskeletal, she has knee pain, especially on the right. New paragraph, psych, she has dementia and was not well-oriented, period. She scored 0 out of 5 in orientation of both time and place, period. She did not know the date, day, or month, or season, and did not know the place, city, state, county, or floor, period. She was only just a person. New paragraph, endocrinopolyuria polydipsia, hematologic or excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history is positive for dementia with behaviors, urinary incontinence, hypertension, anxiety, diarrhea, celiac disease, glaucoma, osteoarthritis, and she had a repair of a meniscal tear. Social history, no smoking or ethanol abuse. Family history, her mother died of cancer at age 50. It's not known what her father died of. New paragraph, medications, loperamide, 2 milligrams as needed 4 times a day, alprazolam, 0.25 milligrams twice a day, tussin DM as needed for cough, lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily, donepezil, 5 milligrams daily, Seroquel, 37.5 milligrams daily, buspirone, 10 milligrams daily, melatonin, 10 milligrams nightly, probiotic as needed, Xalatin, 0.05%, one drop in the affected eye in the evening for glaucoma, nystatin, 10,000 units twice a day externally with powder, that's 100,000 units powder per gram, one application twice daily, naproxen, sodium, 220 milligrams with food every 12 hours as needed. Allergies, codeine, dexamethasone, amoxicillin, Celebrex, tobramycin. New paragraph examination. She's a bit apprehensive, not severely ill appearing. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 83, O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck exam. Pupils equal, reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular lumens intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no palpable nodes, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal SLS2, no gallop, no murmur, no pitting edema, no calf tenderness, abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial nerves are normal, sensation is intact. Musculoskeletal, thickening of the right knee, no effusion, no cyanosis anywhere, no synovitis of any joints. Grip was good. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Hagen has essential hypertension, stable with lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Two, she has dementia, probable Alzheimer's, I'll continue to donepezil, 5 milligrams daily. For anxiety and behavior, she's on Seroquel, 37.5 milligrams at bedtime period. Four, she has insomnia, I'll continue melatonin, 10 milligrams daily. Five, she has anxiety, and I'll continue buspirone, 10 milligrams daily. And he's on Xanax, 0.25 milligrams twice a day, period. Six, she has celiac disease, and I will continue the gluten-free diet. They seem to be doing fairly well with this at the home, period. She can have Imodium if she needs it for diarrhea, and a stool softener, colase, if needed for constipation, period. We'll have the staff monitor her blood pressures and let us know if it's elevated, period. We'll order daily lights, daily labs, and saying that we'll order labs, namely CBC, comprehensive metabolic panel, and TSH, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.